This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We have been promising you that something big is going to be happening on the show from 8:35. That time has finally arrived.
Yes, we're crossing over to our sister station, Power 987, as Thabiso Dema interviews the South African tourism COO, Nomasondo Ndlovu.
Trust that you are doing well as well.
We're keeping very well, especially now that tourism is recovering very well. So we're quite excited at the moment.
Yeah, maybe let's start with you painting a picture for us of where we've come from in terms of how this industry was hit, you know, by the COVID-19 pandemic. And I think the tourism industry is one where you actually didn't even need to go and be reading about the effects of COVID-19 to appreciate the damage that was done, because you could see it visibly. I mean, with hotels closing, you know, and tourists not flying into the country. But just give us a sense of where we've come and where we are now.
Yeah, Titi, listen, tourism was definitely hit very hard. The fact that you couldn't go to the beach, like something as simple as that, you couldn't go to the Kruger Park, just staying here in South Africa, you couldn't go to a hotel. So hotels were closed, people lost jobs, and we couldn't go to restaurants. I mean, just our favorite thing, that sometimes we don't think it's part of tourism, but that is a huge part of tourism. I mean, and I don't want to mention when they started banning alcohol, and alcohol is a very key driver and catalyst for tourism industry. So we've had a really, really tough time from the whole sector just really not moving. But also what we've then seen is that people started to appreciate travel. You know, people started wanting to partake in virtual tours, in researching more about tourism. You will also have seen that over the period of the 2 years, you've had an emergent, like a huge surge of influencers, travel bloggers, people who are now making it their careers to go out there and talk about travel and showcase destinations, and they're getting paid for it. So there's a huge sort of evolution in terms of what's going on in tourism. But I think the greatest news is that it seems for a moment that it is behind us. There's a pent-up demand. Everyone wants to get out there. And this whole thing of lockdown and not being able to move and just not having that freedom has actually made people want to do it even more. I mean, we're even talking about revenge travel, when you are saying, I wanted to travel to this country. Now that I couldn't, I'm actually going. People saved, and people now are getting out of their home, and now they're getting out there and they're traveling.
And how is the industry responding now to the changing environment? I mean, what is the approach? I mentioned businesses that literally had to close down. How are they going to be assisted, or what's the approach in trying to get us back to a sense of normality, or where we were prior to COVID-19?
Yeah. So, Titi, what I want to focus on is, in South Africa, sort of everybody has a feel of what we are doing. You know, there's a short left campaign, there's SA Travel Week. We sort of, we are in a slight pinch of what's going on. But what you're not aware is the work that we are doing overseas. So during the COVID, that whole very quiet period, we were actually running campaigns globally when we were saying to travelers, don't travel now, please postpone and travel later. And we were trying to say to people, bear with us, we know what's going on, let us be part of what's going on in the world, let us focus on saving lives. The minute that has started now to we're coming out of COVID, we are now running a new campaign that we've launched beginning of the year. This campaign is focusing on encouraging people to live again. And this is what we are assisting in the market to say, South Africa is open for business, not only for leisure travel. We are open for business event travel. This is the meetings, conferences, exhibitions, which we also want to come to South Africa. Because, Titi, what you saw is that during the lockdown, when you couldn't go to an event, any kind of event, it was harsh. Something was closed down because it relied on these business events and conferences. and there was nothing. If you go to the Cape Town Convention Center, there was nothing. So now we are going back into the market and we say, bring your conferences to South Africa. We are open for business. Africa is open for business. We've just done the big tourism Indaba, Africa's travel Indaba in Durban, which where we invited the world to come and see that, yes, indeed, we are ready for the world. And we've done Meetings Africa early in the year, which we market internationally to say, come to see what's going on. So the Live Again campaign is what we are busy with now in the market to say there are new experiences. There are new trends that we are latching onto. I mean, what we've seen is that outdoor and hiking and those type of open space kind of experiences have really taken off, and the world is demanding those. So we're busy working with the locals, and where in some of the instances, we're taking them to the market overseas. There is a group right now going to London for what we call SA Tourism London School, where we actually help our SMEs to be able to market their products internationally. There is also a variety of international events where we also invite our local partners to come with us and help us to actually showcase what South Africa is about. We had one in Frankfurt, which is called IMES, which focuses on meetings. We have one where we are going now into the U.S. It's called Virtuoso. We're going there now. There's the traditional WTN. Because, Christy, what is also happening is that as we are coming up, the world is also bringing back those international travel expos where we used to go and showcase South Africa. And in doing that, we're taking our partners from South Africa and we're going with them to the world. This includes provinces and some hotels here and some of them, the tour partners, the tour operators, we go with them. Right. There's a lot of activity because right now it's all about increasing the awareness about what South Africa has to offer post the pandemic.
Okay. My guest this morning is Noma Sondo Ndlovu. She's the Chief Operating Officer at SA Tourism. And of course, this is part of our special focus this week on SA Tourism. And we are chatting about the recovery of this industry and efforts are being made by SA Tourism, the custodian really of tourism in this country, to try and get this industry back on track. Of course, Noma Sondo Ndlovu, it's not just South Africa that was hit by the global pandemic. It's not just travel or tourism to South Africa that was affected. What are you seeing in terms of trends that are emerging now, this post, I say post COVID-19, but maybe more accurately, post lockdown period? What are you seeing in terms of international trends?
Yeah, so the one area that I want to touch on, and I'm not going to put it under the trend, but it's the one key area which is a key driver for tourism, the airlift. You know, in the airlift, you will have noticed that during COVID-19, all airlines could not move. It's only now that airlines are starting to come back and back into the skies. So in South Africa, we've seen a whole lot of airlines coming back, saying we're coming back now to South Africa. We saw Delta Airlines, United Airlines from the US, they're now creating more direct flights to South Africa. We're working right now with Air Belgium, they want to come back to South Africa. We're partnering with Qantas Air from the Australia market, they want to do more routes for South Africa. But it's been a challenge, and without the airlift, You don't have capacity to bring people into the country. So that is an area that we very much focusing on. And as South African Tourism, we've recently signed an MOU with Emirates Airlines that we all know. This happened early this year. And that is going to help us to utilize the Emirates platform, if you like, and their airline to actually promote South Africa and increase and the frequency to South Africa, because that is what we need the most. Of course, we're still having our challenges when it comes to domestic airlines, but that is also work in progress. I mean, you know, with us having lost the SAA and now they're coming back in a small way, what has been happening with Comair. So what you are finding, TP, is that it's going to be a bit challenging for the consumer, the traveler, in terms of pricing, because when you don't have enough airlines on the air, the prices in terms of demand and supply, it becomes a bit higher. So we're struggling from that particular front. But on the just travel trend, like I mentioned earlier, you know, you've got more outdoor a trend coming out. Mm. You have got what we call friendcation, you know, Titi and his friends, Titi and the boys, they want to go out to the bush. You have got girls going to the bush. You've got people wanting to celebrate special moments because there was a COVID. We've lost our loved ones. People have started to appreciate life even more. I heard your talk earlier with Discovery. Mm-hmm. This whole area of mental health and wellness is a huge area that is coming, and it is actually leveraging on the efforts of tourism, where people say, well, part of my wellness is to get out of the office and go out into the bush, go find some time at the beach, and just enjoy myself, enjoy my life. So we're seeing a lot of that that is starting to happen out there. And we are latching onto such trends and quickly because, I mean, we would be stupid if we actually don't latch on whatever the opportunities that have come as a result of COVID. But obviously, in terms of, you know, your types of hotels that are out there, there is a slight change in the supply side.
Yeah.
People would have heard from the CEO yesterday, there's a huge evolution in the supply side. The types of hotels that are out there, there's a huge change. There's new kinds of hotels coming through, a little bit more modern, very diverse in terms of the offering, but also appreciating the new work-life balance that we've built now with this thing of working from home. You know, in the past, prior to COVID, you couldn't really go on a holiday during the week. Everybody thought that a holiday to the Kruger is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, if it's a short left. But now we're finding people are actually taking the weekday specials, and they're going to work out in a holiday spot, and they're going with their computers and with their children, and because now they are blending the work and the holiday. And we're latching on to that. And the industry is responding very, very well to that, where they now can work with midweek specials as well as different weekend away specials. So I think that is working out quite nice, especially on the domestic market.
And what are you finding in terms of the level of appetite for people wanting to come back, especially the international traveler, back to South Africa? I mean, given the state of the global economy and all, what are you finding in as far as that's concerned?
Titi, we've been very pleasantly surprised that people really want to come out to South Africa. And the recent statistics have shown us that the American market, which has overtaken the UK as South Africa's number one international market, the Americans just want to come to South Africa. Mm. So we're doing a lot of activity in America. Now, for Freedom Day, for example, we ran a huge campaign at Times Square where we were showcasing the young South Africans that have come out into the global space to inspire the world. And such activities have really helped us to remain top of mind on the global stage.
Right,
so
right.
The Americans are really taking into South Africa. And Europe is recovering slightly slower, but I mean, Europe has always been a big market for South Africa. So Germany, right. UK, France, those guys, very, very big. China is still very close, so we're not doing too much work there. We're just keeping our visibility there. They're still close in terms of COVID-19. But Australia, we're working with the Springboks there because, you know, rugby is very big in that market. And we're working using that sport to actually create that awareness about South Africa. And we're excited about our partnerships with Qantas from that market. So there's a huge appetite. But I must tell you, TK, the African market remains South Africa's big market. So the rest of Africa really want to come to South Africa. I mean, almost 80% of our international numbers are coming from the region. So we're not sleeping on that. We're doing a lot of work on the African region to make sure that that is the market that kept us going during COVID, and we are certainly focusing on that going forward. It is part of our recovery strategy, and it's the market that we're really taking care of.
All right, I'm in conversation with Noma Sontondlovu, Chief Operating Officer at SA Tourism, part of our special focus on South African tourism, especially SA Tourism's efforts at reviving and getting the tourism industry back on its feet after punishing in a couple of years. Joining us also, of course, we are with the Limpopo's hottest frequency on that Capricorn Breakfast, also joining us for this conversation. We will carry on and conclude a conversation with Noma Sontondlovu in a moment.
And that is a conversation happening between TT and Kacheni, Noma Sontondlovu out in studio, COO of South African Tourism, about the various efforts that the organization has embarked on to make South Africa attractive internationally. I mean, she has already addressed the trends that she has noticed post-lockdown.
Yeah.
And it'll be
yeah.
interesting as well if there are any big gigs that are planned out that we should be on the lookout for, because the sector is really trying to regain momentum, you know. Mm. And it is critical for us to get all the information about the efforts that the Ministry of Tourism is embarking on to make sure that it's appealing to all of us. So any big festivals lined up that we should be on the lookout for? Because, you know, that's big for tourism sector.
True that. And I think, you know, in the conversation that she's having with TT this morning, it's really comforting to understand that, you know, even during COVID-19, at the heart of the lockdown, there was work being done behind the scenes to try to promote South Africa to the international market. Mm. And when she was addressing the issue of the trends that she's currently seeing right now in the industry, one thing that she mentioned was about the airline, the increased or the accelerated airline activities due to the airlift post the lockdown. Mm. So, and also, I think you heard something that she mentioned about an MOU that the country has with the Emirates about promoting South Africa and also just trying to increase frequency to South Africa. I think.
Yeah.
When you have us as a country really playing at that sort of like stage and trying to do that, that is really comforting and just great.
We're going back to Power 987.
And my guest on the line is Noma Sontondlovu, Chief Operating Officer. Thanks so much for staying with us. Then let's talk a little bit about Travel Week and the benefits for the traveler. And I see I've got actually some questions. Someone on Twitter was asking about how difficult it has become. It's from calls himself Landless Black Vendor Man on Twitter, says it's so difficult for me to be encouraged to travel around my country, in particular with so much that's been happening, the crime he makes reference to. But then he says also there's a fuel price, accommodation has skyrocketed, so basically traveling is now for the rich. Please dispel that myth. Tell us about Travelers Week or Travel Week as well.
Thank you, TT. We do appreciate the comment. It is quite overwhelming at the moment. We are quite aware of some of the challenges. As I said earlier, you know, the petrol price is going up, you know, the airline being a challenge, you know, so that does take a toll on the traveler, especially your domestic traveler. But I must also mention the fact that what we have done and what's coming up just to help travelers is that we are again launching the short-lived Travel Week, which is a very significant sort of tourism opportunity in South Africa. This is a week where South Africa goes on sale. So you've got the Black Friday, and Titi, you'll remember that. So this would be your Black Friday for the tourism industry. So you will get packages discounted to about 50%. And that's really our partnership with the travel industry to really make travel in South Africa affordable. So that's coming up in September. It will start from the 5th to the 11th of September. This is when these packages will be available. And then we will announce this at the beginning of September. Everybody goes on the platform and they can then book their very, very cheap, that cheap a holiday. And the nice thing about those packages, TT, is that you can book it in September, but you can take it anytime. You don't have to take it on that particular week. So I think that's very exciting and really for the domestic market to really look out for. That is going to really help in all the challenges that we've been having. So I'm looking forward to Travel Week. I was thinking that maybe I should go and see what's on the platform, but maybe I shouldn't and wait for everybody else. But I can tell you now, there's gonna be some really, really excellent specials. So I would say, Titi, for summer, if you wanna spoil special people in your life, I think be on the lookout for that September Travel Week. And start booking your travel. I think that is really going to be very exciting. Mm. And yeah, we partner with a variety of partners in South Africa to give us these deals. And this will be available on deals.southafrica.net from that particular week. So that is just one way where we try to make travel a little bit more affordable for the South African, so they don't feel it's only for the rich, because it is not for the rich. Mm. I mean, If you go into the whole supply, the whole value chain, you've got products that are for camping, backpacking, your sort of 3-star, 4-star kind of product. And then you've got, for those ones who always have an extra money in their pocket, your 5-star luxury stuff is also available. So that is what is nice about the tourism industry. That
the conversation is happening with the COO at South African Tourism, and just encouraging all of us to take up on the great specials that they have lined up, which will be starting very soon in September. So that's another beautiful thing about it, is that you don't have to travel in September or in that week. You can travel anytime, anywhere you choose to go.
You can literally plan your December for yourself and for those that are important in your lives. You know, I think that is great when you are able to have that sale right now in September. Get it all sorted out. Buy whatever you need to buy. Check out all the specials, all the places you want to visit.
Yeah.
And then make that down payment. Make the payment. Then you know that you're sorted when the time comes out in December.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.